Welcome to Black Dog Diaries, a collection of six conversations about depression between people who have had depression. We aren't experts in the field, nor are we offering medical advice. We're simply sharing our own experiences as we manage depression and our mental health. We hope to illustrate that you never really know what's going on behind the scenes, to remind you that you're not alone in your mental health struggles, and to leave you with some great things to do to look after your mental health. Please watch out for naughty language and dark subjects. In episode 5 of 6, we talked to John Hall about taking himself to a therapist because he knew something wasn't right, about the relief of being diagnosed with adjustment disorder and how it differs from his depression, and de-stressing and uncluttering your mind. John, whom we affectionately know as Big Bad Beef or Shiraz, is officially 50, unofficially 31. He's been married to his wonderful and beautiful wife, Indy, for 11 years and has 3 kids. His son Ollie is 18 and his 2 daughters, Ophelia and Ivy, are 9 and 8. I hope you enjoy our chat with John. No. Big Bad Beef.
Big Bad Beef.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
The reason that I wanted to bring you on is because we'd had a conversation in the past about depression. I can't exactly remember when or what it was, but I do remember that you were there. So when Jeremy and I had gotten together and were making our list, I'd put you down. And then when I came to ask you about it, you told me about some things that you were going through currently.
Yeah.
And then went on to tell me about adjustment disorder, which I had never heard of. I've since then been reading up about depression and adjustment order, first time I've seen it, has been kind of spoken about in the same breath. So can you tell me about the experience or what you've got going on that led you to go to somebody
to
get diagnosed?
Can we just adjustment disorder? Can you give like a quick brief, what is it?
Or adjustment disorder is where, how they explained it to me, which was how I was feeling with the sadness, emotional death within family.
Okay.
The feeling of you know, not feeling great yourself.
Okay.
Worthless, all that type of thing.
Okay, cool.
Which is why when I said to you, I went back to see the lady because I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been feeling good for quite some time.
Okay.
And I felt that if I didn't go and find out what was wrong with me again, I thought I was going mad. So that's why I went and I sat down with the lady. She, which was a psychologist, she then put me on to the psychiatrist, who then I sat with him for 2 hours consultation. And we went through everything of how I was feeling and how pretty much it was only when I was in the office the this feeling magnified. And that's when he said to me about the adjustment disorder.
Okay.
And about how ways to treat it, which when I found out what I had, it made me feel a little bit better for myself.
Yeah,
it was like a weight had been lifted off my off my shoulders, because I honestly thought some days I was going mad.
Going nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think it was depression?
No, because I've, as we touched on briefly before, I had bouts of depression many, many years ago when my son, well, I got divorced, and I was travelling back from Singapore every month to see my son in the UK. So I knew what depression was because I had bouts of it then. So I knew this wasn't that, but I knew it was something wasn't right for me.
Yeah.
1 minute I was feeling really happy, you know, coming in here and being at home with my wife, kids, and then it would just hit you, and you just couldn't shake it. But I feel better even just going to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also to do with the chemical imbalance of the
serotonin.
Yes, that's the one, and dopamine. And there was one other as well, so it was a chemical imbalance as well.
How did they get to the bottom of that?
Just by the questions or the answers I was given to the questions.
And you'd said that, so when I came to chat with you, before you had gone to see somebody, I think this was a couple of days beforehand.
Yes.
You'd said that you'd had a couple of things happening all at once.
Yes, I've found it quite hard with my son. He just turned 18. And him and I had a very close relationship up until COVID. And COVID really impacted our friendship, if you like. And so he was supposed to go to uni. He wasn't. He pulled out. I found dealing with that very tough. And also I lost 2 dear friends of mine within the space of 6-7 days. And I found that very tough to deal with. And I couldn't really grieve So that's when I decided, because my mind felt so cluttered.
Mm.
So that's when I decided to go and see the and get some help.
So you didn't think that you were acting normal, I guess, for lack of a better word. You were thinking, obviously, you've had this horrible loss. I should be feeling this way, but I'm not feeling that way. So,
yeah, I just, every time I kept thinking of them, I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry.
Mm.
I just couldn't, because my mind was working so overtime with other stuff that I would try to think about it, and then quickly I would be distracted.
Do you cry normally, like growing up and
yeah, I'm quite emotional. Quite an emotional man, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I cry at silly things on the TV. I cry at
So this was just a
Watching my daughter the other day at gymnastics, I had a tear in my eye because I'm But yeah, so I do. But
So this is kind of a red flag.
This is a red flag because I just couldn't. And they were two very dear friends. I mean, I'm talking 30 years of friendship.
Yeah,
and I just couldn't. In fact, still now.
Yeah.
I can't, and that's why, that's when I went, and as I said, I...
You took yourself off there? You took yourself off to the...
Yeah, I took myself, yeah, because I knew, and I could feel it every day, you know, and I just, so then I just went, and, because in general, in my life, I'm extremely happy, very happy,
yeah.
I have a beautiful wife, three great kids, I have great friends, great family, I'm a happy, well, you know me, long enough, I'm always quite, but in those smaller moments, that's when I... Boom, and it crashes on you. And it's kind of hard to get out of it.
How did you bring yourself to, how did you bring yourself to going and seeking
See that lady?
Help? Yeah.
Because I kept thinking to myself, I cannot continue this way.
Right.
I cannot.
Because I think a lot of people, like myself included, don't struggle to just to go find
help. Yeah, because there's still a stigma, if you like, with of the mental health issue. There is.
Yeah.
But because I've been there before when, as I said, when Oliver and I were apart, et cetera, I knew. And I know that if I didn't adjust it, then I would... I knew because I started to drink heavily again in the week.
Yeah.
Where I don't like to do that. But because I was feeling that I was coming home and drinking, you know, for me, easily two bottles of red wine, easy. Because I wanted to. So that's when I thought, I cannot continue this way.
Yeah.
Because I love my life with my wife and everything else. So that's when I went, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took myself off, I booked it up, sat there, and as I said, the first consultation I had for an hour, I walked out of there feeling...
And this place is in Dubai, right?
Yes, Clear Minds it is. I just looked on the... The reason why I chose it, because it was a Saturday.
Okay.
Because my life in the week is very hectic. Yeah. Get up with the kids, come in here, then I get to work, I work longer hours till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So this for me was open on a Saturday. So I thought, perfect.
Yeah, get up. That made your decision.
Yes, that made my decision,
That's
handy. And what did they say? So I think, because as I said before, I'd never heard of adjustment disorder. So we were talking about that and we Googled it, as you're supposed to do for everything. And a lot of it was similar symptoms to depression.
Yes.
So I was wondering whether if unchecked, like if you'd not gone to see somebody, it's not depression. But if you had not gone to see someone or take steps to
yes, for sure. I asked the same. I asked the guy the same question. That if not treated, does it spiral? And he said, without treatment, yes, it does spiral into.
Did he say into depression?
Yeah, into depression and more anxiety and stuff like that. And to be honest, I could feel myself, so I knew that if I didn't treat it.
Yeah.
I knew I would definitely spiral into depression.
Yeah.
So the treatment that you that was suggested for you?
Two types of treatment. So the lady said to me, I believe it's CBT training. And do you know the one I mean?
Behavioral.
That's the one. That's the
therapy?
One. Where you can do talk therapy, and you can also take a tablet which is called Ciprolax, which is a very small dose. It's 10 milligrams, one in the morning. That's it. And you take that, and that gives you that, well, it balances up the chemicals that you're missing.
Right, right,
So I started to take one when I saw you, 3, 4, 5 days, what it was, I started to take it, and one in the morning. The side effects, they say, is sleepiness, and the first day I had to have 20 winks on the desk because I was so tired, it just hit me. But everything else, no, I'm fine. And even in two, they said it takes 2 weeks to get into your system. But whether it's a mind thing or not, I'm not sure. But within 2 days, I felt...
Much better?
Yeah, I felt, well, it's, yeah. if it's working or it's your mind play. I don't know.
Like placebo type thing.
Yeah, type thing. But yeah, so I'm going to carry on taking them. I didn't take them on the weekend because, as I said to you, I had friends here, and so I was drinking. You're not supposed to mix the two, but I will continue to take them for at least a month to see how I feel and if I feel better. But I will also do the talk therapy as well, which I'll start this weekend, and I'll go every weekend to try that because I don't really want to be reliant on tablets.
Yeah, of course.
I have a few friends, old friends of mine, that have been taking, let's say, if you like, antidepressants, and they've been stuck on them for 30 years. So I don't want to be, you know, and I just want to try and then...
And did you know this because you spoke to them recently about your thing? Or has this just been something that you've known for...
I've known for a long time for my friends,
So they've been able to speak to you about
it? Yeah, but one of my friends, who's a very old dear friend of mine, she said to me, you don't seem yourself of late when you chat, you know, and then she messaged me just today saying, how are you feeling? I said, started therapy again and et cetera, and medication. I feel much better.
Oh, bless having friends like that.
Yes, yeah, very lucky I am. I've got dear friends like that.
So moving forward, so looking to the future, you've got talk therapy.
Yes.
You've got medication temporarily or for however long you need to be on that. And I'm sure that they'll like check up on you every time you go in.
Yeah, you go back every 2 weeks. So I'll go back and see him and then you'll discuss again whether or not you want to continue or how you feel.
You don't have to go into specific detail, but... The costing, just quickly, the costing of this place, Clear Minds, is it affordable or is it more of an expensive?
Good question. I'll get back to you on that. It's I have a company insurance, Cigna.
So insurance covers it?
So they cover it. So they actually do direct billing, which is another reason why I quite liked it, because a lot of these places that you go to here, you know, therapy I've had before here is $700, $800
That's what I was an hour.
And then you have to pay that for yourself. Then you have to claim it back from your insurance company. Okay, fine. It takes a week, maybe 2 weeks. But this way I liked it because direct billing.
Okay. That's
good. That's really great you have that. I wouldn't say many people would have that in your insurance.
My insurance doesn't cover mental health.
I think Rowan got bitten by a dog a couple of weeks ago or something. I don't even think his insurance covered the rabies shot. We've got bad insurance.
But I have a decent insurance from the company. But I also have to pay for my wife and two kids. So they're all, or three kids, sorry. So they're all covered properly, which costs pretty penny here in Dubai, but it's worth it.
Isn't that messed up that because we were talking last week about the cost of this really important part of people's health and that it's maybe out of reach for many people who are in Dubai. You know, like Botox is like 800 dirhams.
Is that a lot?
I wouldn't
once
know
for three months. Like
Well, okay, so in comparison,
sorry, you can get Botox.
I've not had Botox
three months or whatever. That would be one.
But you can do one
session.
Yeah, which is pretty fun.
But with the insurance, I've been very, very lucky. My middle one, Ophelia, she was born almost 3 months premature here, and she spent 71 days in ICU. And she had an intestine operation, and everything was covered. I think we came out of there. I think it was, it was a lot. But we were lucky.
Oh gosh, it's so lucky. You're really lucky to be able to have insurance that covers that. Did they mention anything that was more sort of day to day? Because obviously you've got your talking appointments once a week.
No,
meds,
but I've noticed as well what I've started to do last week as well. In the afternoon especially, I will go for myself for a 10-minute walk around the DIFC. I'll grab a coffee and just get out of the office environment. 10-15 minutes.
That's cool. What's the purpose of it?
It just clears my head for a little bit as well. And just, you know, walk and
you're big on that, obviously.
I love walking. I think so. If someone's feeling terrible, I spoke to someone recently who was in a really bad space and I was like, just go for a walk. Don't have music in your head. Just go and just think.
I just enjoy getting out of the office and walking and just clearing. Sometimes I call Indy or sometimes whatever. Sometimes I'll just be on my own. Go and grab a coffee. Sometimes I might even sit in there this way. I noticed I just sit down for 5 minutes of a quick espresso. But so I find it helps.
I mean, the office in general is a very stressful environment, right? You know, not just your office or his office,
everywhere.
But anyone's office,
everyone's
right? Because your numbers, computers, just very methodic, little annoying sounds.
Yeah.
So 100% I'm glad that you get up.
And I find it breaks up my day a little bit because I work till, we don't really get off the desk. We don't go to lunch. We have everything delivered into the office.
Oh, yeah, so that's...
And now, obviously, with the clocks
without
changing...
Without knowing, you're kind of exacerbating the time you spend.
And with the clocks changing, I'm going to be working till 9 o'clock, 9:30. So, for me, getting out every
that's
day
so
and, having a 10-minute walk.
That's
walkers.
So good. I find nowadays... that if we're on autopilot, which it's easier to be on autopilot, you don't move or do anything out of that lane. So you've got to yourself like get the energy to remember to be like, oh crap, I've been sitting down for like many hours. I need to get up and do this thing. It's almost like you've got to swim against the current to do things like this.
Yeah, no, we're very lucky. The company provide the...
standing desk?
Yes. So both myself and my colleague, we've worked together for the last, 10 years. We sit for an hour, stand for an hour, sit for an hour.
Nice.
He actually has a treadmill in the underneath. So he sits
that's
on
so
walks.
Cool.
So, yeah.
It's so sad we have to do that as humans, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, it makes me feel when you're standing up, you know, you're not so hunched and stuff like that.
So you guys do that together. You're like,
Yeah, we see it. One goes up, the other one goes up. We go, and what's great is the screens and everything else moves up with it.
That's so good.
So it's, yeah.
We have these boxes here that we create standing desks for ourselves.
At the old place we used to work at, that's what we used to have to use. The dealer boards and everything was on the boxes like this, so we would stand up. We're here when we moved. We asked for these desks, and it does make a big difference.
I went to see a doctor, and actually he specializes in, is it males mental health? I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's because he's a male, so he likes speaking to other guys about it. And I was talking to him, and he said, it sounds like you have anxiety at the moment, which I've never had before. I'm normally depressed. And then he said, what you need to do is you need to like write on a piece of paper, like put you in the center of this piece of paper. And then all around the outside, you have to write all the things that you're juggling at the moment. You have to write it so that you can see it. Don't just keep it in your head. Like, actually write around the outside what you have going on. Your business, newborn, sleepless nights, husband, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was just thinking for you, Beef, well, for anybody, is, like, let's say that all of the things that you have juggling, you're juggling in your life were cups. And when they got to the full point... that was when it was like high stress. It was like the most stress that you could be for that cup. Like if you were looking at all the things that you have in your life, where do you think the stress levels are as a total of all the cups? So for example, you have a work cup. Yours would be like totally full to the brim.
Yes.
What other things do you have going on?
Right now, to be honest with you, not much else. Okay. I just found it was the work. The work cup was really full. Yeah. And in the same way I used to do... when I used to have therapy back here, when I first came and stuff, the lady said to me, when you wake up in the morning, you write down three things that you're grateful for from the day before.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's what I used to do as well. I used to write down first cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, which is that first cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's
la-la.
On your list every morning.
That's where,
juice.
The small little things, you know, a kiss. From the kids.
Yeah.
And I used to look at the three things, and that does also work. Then the other one, like you said, when you write down everything that you're trying to juggle, when you actually write it down and you look at it, you go, holy moly, I'm dealing with a lot here.
Yeah.
Like we all are.
Yeah.
So only when you really write it down, you know, it's a good way actually.
But I think if you keep it in your head, it's not the same. Something about keeping things in your head versus having it out on paper. And it's almost like you're not looking at yourself anymore. You're looking at somebody else if it's on a piece of paper. Whereas somebody else, you could be like, oh my gosh, Beef, you've got so much going on right now. But you would never think that for yourself unless you actually
did. And it's the same for all of us when you actually write it down. You see, it's incredible really what we all try and juggle. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone's the same. Mm. Some people just are able to deal with it somewhat easier and others are not.
I really like the grateful... the gratitude exercise. I don't do it.
You did that for homework yesterday, didn't you? On the base 3 page on the story. Didn't you say?
No, that was compliments. Giving somebody
compliments. Was,
I like the gratitude thing because if you've done it consecutively for a while, you're unable to do big things anymore. So you have to get small. And you kind of think it's a bit lame. Like, I had a really good cup of coffee. Like, that's on my gratitude list. But I think when you get rid of the big things like my family, my health, it really makes you focus more on the little details.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of fulfillment and happiness can come from the little things.
The little things. And but also living somewhere like Dubai, which is for, you know, full on 100 miles an hour, we sometimes forget the little things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes. Whenever I go back to Oz or wherever, I'm always appreciative of the weather or like breathing fresh air. Like that's for me is like a massive thing.
So and it's the small things, like walking, tiny little things, right? Tiny little things. You know, we all just get carried away. Yeah, yeah. Probably in all the places that I've lived, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, and here, this is by far the most full-on place.
Yeah.
Right. That's actually good to know, because you think, oh my gosh, I have so much going on, I'm so stressed, but actually you forget that this place
just generally Dubai is very...
Sorry, just one more thing about the gratitude thing. I can't remember who I was listening to on a podcast, but they were saying, this might seem really obvious and you guys might know, but... So I feel like I'm quite a negative person, and I think that might lean me towards depression, and why I get depressed is because once I have something in my head, I tend to go negative, negative, negative.
It just builds.
Whereas when you start to do the gratitude, it turns you and your mind to practice focusing on positive things anyway. So even under the surface or subconsciously, where you might normally be a negatively charged person, it kind of leans you towards the positive side. I know that sounds really obvious, but well, just no, in case you hadn't thought about what actually is happening to the brain when you're flexing those muscles.
Well, exactly. And the same applies for the negativity and the positivity. As it builds negativity, it just grows and grows. And I have had suffered from that as well, negativity, where you hate yourself, you think you're worthless, you think you're useless, it's your fault, etc. And it just grows because you believe what goes on here. It positively is the same thing. When you see somebody or somebody says something new, and it just grows and grows. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Makes me wonder why I don't put more effort into doing that. I just let myself go on autopilot into the negative side.
Well, you have to take...
Maybe that's our homework, Jeremy.
Well, that's another thing you should write down to always try and do to make you feel... Sometimes you forget, you need to write down these things still.
Yeah. Mm. So Beef, what would you say would be your top things?
Or yes, that. But has Clear Minds given you any sort of coping mechanisms yet, or not yet? Nothing.
No, it's very early days. So I only went there for the two consultations, first one was for an hour. The second one was for 2 hours with the other guy who prescribed the medication.
Right, okay.
And I'm due to go back in. See the lady this Saturday, and then the other guy, I'll go back again in 2 weeks, after 2 weeks of full medication.
So then they might give you...
And then they might...
Yeah, essentially homework or pointers. Go on, I'm sorry.
How did it... Sorry, and I wanted to ask you one more question. This might be going into another rabbit hole. But how did this... And I know adjustment disorder is different from depression. But how did this differ from your first instance, or when you were at the time in Singapore that you were telling me about?
Because I wanted to, back then in Singapore, my thoughts were very dark.
Okay.
So I knew this was very different.
Okay.
Back in Singapore, I think I've told you before, I thought I was, you know, on the verge of doing something very stupid to myself. Mm. And that's when I also knew then when I had help in Singapore. Mm. Because I didn't want to go that way. So with this time, it wasn't like that. I didn't feel... Because, you know, it was completely different, to be honest with you. Completely different, where maybe because I'd never had that experience of with my son, obviously, and I was flying back every month, and I really missed him. Maybe that was all part of the factor, but it was a slippery slope back then, very darker to now. Now I didn't have any of those type of feelings.
Okay. Yeah.
I just knew myself. I wasn't myself, and that was it. I knew myself. I didn't want to think I'm going to go and jump in front of the car. Nothing like that. Yeah. No, because I just said I love my life. I hit 50 this year, and probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. As I said, you're a beautiful, amazing wife. We have a great relationship. We just celebrated 10 years of marriage, 11 years together, 3 great kids. I have a good life. So I knew that it wasn't as bad as what it was before.
Yeah.
But as I said,
there was just kind of an elephant in the room.
Yes, there was just kind of and I just wanted to, and I felt heavy. I felt like my shoulders were, and that sudden, I knew it was completely different. And he would have said to me, this is not depression. This is adjustment disorder.
Yeah, you said all of them said the same. You saw 3 people.
Yeah, I saw 3, and the other guy before,
That's a really cool message. I feel as though if you're not feeling yourself, like you were able to say, I am happy, like I have great things going on. I just can't shake this thing, and I don't know what this thing is, but I'm not myself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you whether you can self-diagnose, because probably we can't, even if we Google it. Mm. If you don't feel yourself, and if something's just kind of tugging at you, ask for help. Yeah. Like, ask check for help. It out. Yeah. There's no... Somebody might say, oh, you're just... I don't know, something that's not even that important. But it doesn't leave you in a worse off place.
No.
The best scenario is you actually do have something that can be treatable and you can take steps out of it. The worst case is that you get told, oh, maybe you're just a little bit...
You said you felt happier just by going to see that original consultation.
It was like night and day.
So it was a sense of relief.
Okay. The sense of relief that I'd gone and seen somebody again off my own back. Of course, my wife was always very supportive. She said to me, you know, go, I'm 100% behind you. Do whatever you need to do. So there's nothing like that. I said, the first hour I came out of there and I was just like, And she even said to me, you seem very happy.
Yeah,
and
even in the one hour.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I went to see the second guy, we had exactly the same thing. You know, he said, you can be happy all you like, but there's just those moments and you have to try and so, like even with coming in here, you'd see me, I'd see you, we'd be okay, you'd smile, but deep down you don't know what goes on, you know, and that's why, like, as you said, you talk and you other people and you talk to your friends and...
Well, I mean, we've done a few now of chats and just hearing other people's stories, you for example, Craig for example, mind blown as
yeah,
to
it really
like,
is.
Shit, you have no idea what's going on.
Like, exactly, and even people and especially here I find people, there's like this facade where...
Yeah.
It's all about show and, I've got to have this,
you
know, it's not all about that. And
I don't get that from other people. Do I just run in circles where people are just not like that?
You come from a country like myself that's very relaxed and chilled out. Like Australia and New Zealand are very...
here, like me being here, I don't feel that I get the same... that same impression of Dubai as you do.
But you hang out a lot with these guys, the people in base.
Yeah, whereas you're like in DIFC. If you're not friends with people there, you're still surrounded by people.
You hang out
in
Marina and DIFC and God knows, you'll just see everyone wants to have the G-Wagon. They want to flex the watch.
Completely different. Which is why this is also quite a nice place to come and spend an hour in the mornings with the people. And that's the other thing.
Bring you back down to earth.
Level you, essentially.
The other thing that the guy had said to me is about being sport, you know, continue to do sports. And I said, I've always loved, even when I was in Singapore, I still used to play rugby and stuff. But, you know, coming in here, that's also important.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that helps the chemical imbalance with the endorphins. When you come in here, you sit and you train and you feel good in the mornings. And that, you know, that's also a help.
Yeah. Also, this is not a plug, I promise. But this is why I said on the video that... You have to pick a gym. You're the average of the five people you spend time with. Have to think about every place that you go to, you affiliate yourself with, does have that same effect on you, whether you realize it or not. So if you went to a gym that was like...
But
if you went to like a, I'm going to say a DIFC style gym.
Yes, it wouldn't be the same.
Like it would still elevate your stress a little bit because of that. So
Do you think conversations in those gyms would be more work related? About like, if you're in a DIFC gym, right?
Yeah.
Maybe at lunchtime or something.
Your
conversations would be about
Would be very different. Is it like the people that I've met in here over the last?
I doubt you'd be having this type of conversation.
4 years. No. No. I mean, some of the people I've met in here over the last 4 years, I've been coming here. I think my old close, dearest friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's some good.
Beef talks equally as much as he works out.
Yeah. Find the right balance.
So to wrap things up, Beef, I know that we've spoken about all these things, but we'll just pull it together in a short little bite at the end. Your favourite things or the most important things that you find helpful for your mental health to maintain it or to reboost it?
Going forward, you mean? For me, I just look at, like, even this weekend, I had such an amazing weekend with Indy and the girls. That gives me a continued boost.
Time with, like, people you care about.
Time with people you care about. Sports. That type of thing. Or you're just trying to look after yourself a bit more. Be it, the other thing I've started to do is also maybe a bit more about, learn about nutrition.
Right.
As well, which I asked Jake was helping me about as well, just because how that can also, too much sugar, too much salt, type of things. Yeah.
And I know that you've also said that you stopped drinking during the week a little bit too, and you felt better for it.
Yes.
And so that was something that you had decided was a...
Yeah, and I'll continue to go... Yeah, I mean, a glass.
Yeah.
In the week, two glasses. But how I was up until I started to see the, when I started to get help again, was it was just drinking to numb.
Yeah.
The mind.
Yeah.
And I found that very easily with red wine, especially, because it numbs your mind and your body. And so that's why. So, yeah, so that's another learning to do with it as well.
Good on your beef. So, spending time with people you care about, looking after yourself.
Just looking after yourself. Exercise, yeah.
Even learning new things.
Like learning new things as well. And also, you realise that it's not just you. You know, everyone's in the pretty similar boat that. Trying to juggle family and money and work, and it's everything. It's not bad.
Yeah.
When you're through it, or you're going through it, you feel that this is just me.
Yeah.
God, why isn't anybody else there? But it's not. Everyone's has something
going on. Yeah.
But it's just people don't want to talk about it maybe as much, which is why when you said to me, do this, I'm like, yeah, because probably people see you and I think, oh, they've got nothing wrong with them or they're fine. Yeah. But it's just... We're all suffering.
We have plenty wrong with us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just about dealing with it and accepting it and moving on.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I like that. I enjoyed that.
That was really that was good, Beef. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
I like that. Yeah.
And speaking of sharing, should we share a bottle of red soon?
On the weekend. Not right now.
Not during the week. Yeah.
Right now.
FYI, it's a 9 a.m.
I've got to go to work, so not right now. But yes, we can, for sure. Just a glass.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you both very much.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Black Dog Diaries, and thank you so much for sharing your story, Beef. I took from this chat the importance of stopping and checking in with yourself when things don't seem to be adding up. For Beef, it was not being able to grieve properly for his two really good friends. Obviously, this is very oversimplified, but the point is, if things don't feel right, if you don't feel right, acknowledge it and ask for help. It may be nothing, but it may be something that, left unchecked, could turn into something worse. I also want to high five Beef for making changes to his red wine habit when he realized it was making the situation worse. I feel that at the moment, we're in a world where it's easier to just rely on medication instead of doing the hard work to take control of certain unhealthy lifestyle factors as a way to help ourselves. Maybe it's because we don't want to do the hard work, or maybe it's lack of awareness. Who knows? Either way, I encourage you to remember that everything we do physically affects us mentally and vice versa. So something that we know is unhealthy, quote unquote, usually our favorite vices, is usually not helping us. Finally, I wanted to add some context around my comments on the Botox thing because I was a bit puzzled as to why I even brought it up. It was just interesting to me to know that many people, including myself, say that therapy is too expensive, but that I'm also aware of what people spend on things like Botox, hairdressers, brunches, brands, cars, etc. Now, there's absolutely no judgment here at all. It's just an observation. I guess I just wonder if we as a collective are still not at the stage of valuing mental health as much as we do superficial things. That's a question mark. If you're in need of professional help and it's outside your budget, check to see if your medical insurance will cover it, or look for suitable online options, which are usually at a more affordable price. The other thing you could do is look at all the things you're spending your money on and see whether you can scramble together the funds from areas that are non-essential. I really hope that helps. As you go off into your days, please remember to do something good for your mental health and to keep an eye on the mental health of your friends and family. Peace.